His mother was so good at it, she made such wonderful country pork sausage. So he decided, he had a little cottage on Cortland Avenue where the Silverwood plant. So he lived in that cottage, and the basement opened out on the level. It was on a hill. So the basement opened out on the level. In the basement, he started the shop, and he started this company of ours. And 1890 that he started business. And he worked for 2 years after starting this business in the evening. For 2 years, he worked 10 hours a day, and then worked at night trimming out meat. He'd buy just one carcass of a hog, and he'd trim it all out, and that made wonderful pork sausage.
Yeah.
And then he'd peddle it with a basket. He didn't even have a horse. And he kept that up for 2 years, and then he quit his job. He quit his job at the button factory and devoted his full time. And he was the only butcher shop that wasn't in the City Hall of Berlin. See, the other butchers, it was traditional, they should all be in the basement there. See, yeah. That's the way it is in Germany, I believe it was. Anyway, that's the way they felt it had to be. But everybody said, oh, he'll never make success of it down there in Cortland Avenue.
Yeah.
That was on the edge of the town at that time. After a couple of years of that, he found he wasn't making any headway. It wasn't growing at all. So he made a sign for sale, and he hung it out on front. He hung up a sign there, and then one of his best customers, a lady came in, and she said, "What's the idea of the sign?" And he said, "Well," he said, I can't make this thing go. I'm not making any progress." And she said, "John, you're just at the point now where it's going to grow, and you're making a good product, and you've got a good reputation." He was a hard worker and strictly